Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet, whoa.
Hello, my roller coaster riders, and welcome to Roller Coasting. I'm your host, Megano. By the time this is out, it literally is Christmas. Like, this will be out, what, 3 days before Christmas? To be honest, I think, like, anything from, like, the 23rd to the 26th is Christmas. I'm celebrating Christmas every one of those days. You can't tell me we wait all year for this. We open all the advent calendars just for one day. No.
Petition to change Christmas to the 23rd to the 26th.
That's how I do things. I honestly cannot believe for the life of me Christmas is actually here. Like, this year has went terrifyingly fast. Like, oh my God. I remember February, like, so vividly, because that's when Pav and I became a fish. Love is in the air. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Love is in the air. By the way, I think I've realised, singing-wise, I'm really bad at, like, maybe female songs, but male songs with a deeper voice, what is that called? Vertebra or something?
No, I think that's a bone in your back or foot.
Or ankle. Was that what I broke? No, I don't know. They have a lower... Oh, see, I never should have done music at school. I can't remember what it's called. But they have a lower voice thing. This is going to annoy me. Hold on, I need to Google this. Baritone. Men have a lower baritone, I believe. Because listen to this song. This was on... this is on Elf when Buddy and...
Shit, what's her name? Jolie.
When Buddy and Jolie are going ice skating, it's like, you make me feel so young. Wait, hold on, wait, I can do it. See, if I do it loads of times, I get right into it. You make me feel so young. Third time lucky.
You make me feel so young.
Like, that is good. It's kind of like Elvis. No, I'm not comparing myself to Elvis. No.
I'm not Elvis.
I'm not anywhere near Elvis. But those kind of songs suit my voice more, I've came to realise. Anyway, yeah, this year has been so terrifyingly fast. Like, as I said, I remember February so well because that's when me and Pav started going out. And in 2 months, we've been going out a year. Like, what? What? How is that even possible? It's bizarre. This year has went so, so fast. I'm also really, really gutted at the thought of taking my tree down. Like, I feel like my flat just suits Christmas. Like, I forgot what my flat looks with it, like without the tree and all of the Christmas pillows and stuff. I'm going to need to get something to replace the tree in the corner because now I'm just going to think that's like a naked, empty corner. But I'm going to need to take my tree down. Oh, gosh.
Guess what as well?
Start spreading the news. New York, New York. Going to New York literally a week tomorrow. What? What is going on? Honestly, what in the House of Commons is going on right now? That's absolutely nuts. But I have a real tree. So they, you know, they do die. I've only watered it twice and it doesn't look bad. It's only been watered twice. It's just really, really difficult to water. But I've started spraying it with like a wee spray bottle. But then I was a bit scared to spray it because there's lights on it. So I'm like, am I going to electrocute myself? Anyway, I will need to take it down before I go to New York because by the time I get back, I would have had it like way over a month, like a month and 10 days or something. So I can only imagine the state it would be in. But I'm absolutely gutted at the thought of taking that down. I love it.
You make me feel so young.
See? Anyway, it is Christmas time. So I've decided for today's episode, what better thing to do than talk about Christmas? And do you know what it's going to be? A storytelling time. I've not done like a storytelling episode in what feels like forever. And I love to tell stories. Like I just love, 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 love telling stories. Like see if there's a story to be told, I'm standing up. I'm using my hands, my body language. Everything goes into me telling a story. I literally love telling stories. And I have been told I'm quite good at telling stories. So yeah. But I thought I could tell some funny stories relating to Christmas over the last 2 years to get right in the spirit. I'm honestly so excited for Christmas. And it goes without saying, like I mentioned here, that I am so lucky. Like I count my blessings every day for the life I live. Like I genuinely mean that. And I'm so, so lucky when it comes to like my family and like my living conditions. So that's why I enjoy Christmas so much. Like 100%, like people who haven't had such fortunate experiences with family and living conditions, it's always going to be a bit of a tougher time. So 100% thinking of anyone who doesn't enjoy Christmas so much, who finds it quite a hard time, quite a lonely time, because I can only imagine how awful that would feel when everyone else is like, wow, like screaming so excited about it. So thoughts are with anyone who finds Christmas a little bit more challenging for any reason at all. Sending you all the love in the world. And I hope everyone has a nice Christmas, whatever it is they get up to. Without any more la 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 la, let's get on with the episode. Woohoo! Merry Christmas, everyone. My earliest memory of Christmas is, do you know what's so weird? I can hardly remember yesterday, right? But I can remember things from like years ago, like really, really vividly. Sometimes I'm like, is that like a sixth sense or something? But anyway, my first ever memory of Christmas and like Santa and all that jazz was when I was literally a toddler. Like I was crawling, I was on all fours. I wasn't up on the big two yet. I was still on all fours, hands and knees. And my mum and dad, we used to live in a cottage flat. So it's a flat, but it's like just one up, one down. And I remember the living room was like blue and like, did we have a tartan carpet? So patriotic of us. But I remember everything was just quite blue, which is bizarre because my dad's like the biggest Celtic fan ever. Surprised he approved that decorations. But the place was all blue, right? My mum and dad had this one Christmas decoration that I hated. I was shit scared of the thing. Honestly, I don't know where they bought this from. I don't know what one of them thought. That's cute. Let's buy that. Honestly, do you know what it was like? It was like Jigsaw from the Saw movies. You know, he rides that little tricycle. Creepy as fudge. My mum and dad got a Santa version of that. A Santa. And you know when people, you know when Christmas decorations are like, they've done their best to make them look like really, really realistic. I hate that. I don't like that. I don't want to see like a real looking man. So it was quite small. It wasn't like life size. That would have been really weird. But it was small, but it was like probably my height because I'm a toddler. And it's so real. It's got these wee gold round specs on, a pure horrible wiry beard, and he's on this tricycle and he like cycles about the place and it plays like a creepy Christmas song. Who knew Christmas songs could even be creepy? But this Santa has a creepy Christmas song playing with him. I hated that. Like, I used to be so scared of it. I'd be in tears of it. Oh, I can still picture it to this day. I've not seen the thing in probably about 20 years and I know exactly what it looks like. It will haunt me forever. I hated that thing. Christmas decorations are crazy. Like, some people really go for it. Some people really aren't interested. I remember I was devastated when my mum and dad stopped going to the efforts of putting Christmas lights around the house. I was like, what? Like, since when did I live with Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge? Because they used to put, like, I remember they had, like, little bells that they hung outside and put, like, the icicles around, like, the gutters. I think there was, like, a present light out light thing. And then they just stopped. They've not had a light on their house in God only knows how long. I don't have any lights on the outside of my flat, but that's because I live in a flat and I don't think you're allowed to do that. Maybe I could put them like outside my window or something, but I don't think I could like start attaching like big ding dong bells to the front of the building. I think my neighbours would maybe have something to say about that. If you're under the age of 10, maybe don't listen to the next bit, but I don't think any of my audience are under the age of 10. What age do kids believe in Santa too? I personally was quite old, but I honestly was quite old to mature in a lot of ways. Like, I played with, like, my Bratz dolls to probably quite a questionable age. Like, I just was quite late to mature. I've just always been quite childlike, right? So anyway, I believed in Santa. I think I believed in Santa until I was about 13. Maybe 12. Maybe I wasn't quite a teenager yet. But I was there to keep the Christmas spirit alive. And, like, whenever people in school would tell me, you do know he's not real, I'd be like, oh, you do know you're not getting any presents. Like, I just was not listening to anyone. And my mum and dad obviously done a tremendous job making me believe that. Like, I remember we used to, like, track Santa. We used to always go to the Ashoka, which was an Indian restaurant. It's actually shut down, which is so sad. I had so many memories in the Ashoka. But we used to go to the Ashoka with my two grands, like my mum's mum and my dad's mum. And would have her Christmas Eve dinner there. And I remember we'd be sitting there, my dad like, oh, there he is, there's Santa Passion Beijing. Oh, God, he's already made it down to Poland. And we were like, oh. And it would be a case of like, right, get home, get to bed. You'll end up seeing Santa. And like, obviously a hand on heart believed if you seen Santa, he'd take all your presents away. So I would literally go into my room, be in my bed, and I'd like jam my eyes shut. I wasn't even tired. I wasn't going to fall asleep, but I just would jam my eyes shut because the thought of seeing Santa and him taking my presents away was utterly terrifying. So I believed in Santa to a really old age, and I actually spotted my mum and dad doing Santa's work and continued to believe in Santa. So there was one Christmas Eve, and I thought it was the morning because I could hear my mum and dad talking downstairs. So I woke up, and I was like, oh my God, it must be morning already. Like, I feel like I just fell asleep 10 minutes ago. So I was buzzing because, you know, the night of Christmas night, you're never getting a good sleep. You're just too excited. It's like the night before you go on holiday. So I could hear my mum and dad talking. I was like, oh my God, it's time to get up. So I'm like, oh, do, pitter-patter down the stairs. And normally we would all go down like as a four, like me, my mum, dad, and my brother, and open the door together just to see if Santa's been. But I thought, they have bloody started about me, that lot. The absolute cheek of them. So off I go, run down the stairs, do, open the door. Caught red-handed. My mum and dad are putting out presents. The fear in their faces, they turn around and they're like, what are you doing up? And I was like, oh, I thought you used to do all that. My dad's like, no. And I just remember I'm like having both hands on my shoulders and just directing me back upstairs like, night. Like, as if you didn't see a thing, just go back to sleep and pretend that everything was Santa's been here in the morning. But I honestly, I didn't think then, Santa's not real. I don't know what I thought. I thought maybe mom and dad were just getting a head start for the big man. I don't know, but I did continue to believe in Santa after that. And then I think it's when I got to primary seven and I was like,
right, I'm the only one believing in Santa now. I think it's time to give up the ghost.
But that is when you're the older sibling, you'll definitely believe in Santa longer. Because I had a wee brother who is 3. I can never tell if Paul is 3 or 4 years younger than me. So I'm 25 and Paul's 21. So that's 4 years. But in school, we were only 3 years apart. Anyway, so Paul's 4 years younger than me. So we were always keeping the magic alive for him. So I think if you're the older sibling, you do believe in Santa a wee bit longer. And one thing I never done was tell Paul Santa wasn't real when I knew he wasn't real. That's shite. So that was some cutesy stories of the childhood. I always was very lucky to have amazing Christmases, and I'll always like be so fond of Christmas time because I just have such nice memories of it. But as I became a teenager, the later years of being a teenager, like 16, 17, started to discover that the best night of the year to go out, in my opinion, is Christmas Eve. Going to the pub on Christmas Eve is like no other night of the year can provide what the pub provides on Christmas Eve. Like, I love, like, Christmas Day, I just spend with my family. It's normally just the 4 of us in the house all day. But then I'm like, oh, it's a shame you don't see your friends on Christmas. Well, that's where Christmas Eve comes in. Spend Christmas Eve with your friends. Everyone's drunk, so happy it's Christmas, so merry, so jolly. Spend Christmas Day with the family. It is the perfect combination for me. Also, Christmas Eve is just like a night like no other. I swear, you rekindle with people you have not seen in years. Like, literally, I'd sit and spend my full Christmas Eve with people I've not seen in about a decade, but it's like we only seen each other yesterday. There is magic in the air. Christmas spirit is in the air, and Christmas Eve is officially my favourite night of the year to go out. So the first Christmas Eve I ever went out was quite iconic, to be honest. So I can't remember where we went first. I think we actually went out in Paisley. So if you're from Glasgow, you'll be familiar what Paisley is. It's just like I think you would call it like a small town. It's not like the city centre, but like Paisley has its own sort of centre, if that makes sense, with like bars and pubs and clubs, whatever. So the first ever Christmas Eve I went out, I'm pretty sure, I actually think I can remember what I wore. I'm pretty sure I had like a big, like oversized jumper dress on. It actually was from Public Desire, I'm sure, back in the day. Then I had a Moschino. Remember the Moschino belts, if you had one? I had that on, the big gold Moschino writing across it. And then like knee-high boots, which I'm sure I got out of River Island with my River Island discount. So I'm dressed up, got my red lippy on, the blonde hair, and ready for my first ever Christmas Eve. So we went to Paisley and we went to like a bar and it was fun. I was like, oh, this is fun. First ever Christmas Eve out, realizing everyone's in such good spirits. Everyone's getting really drunk. What a good time. I'm sure I said to mum and dad, I will be home for midnight, like no later than midnight, because they were like, Megan, like obviously this was new to them, me going out, they're like, you're going to ruin the day. My gran was staying over on Christmas Eve. She's like, you're going to ruin it for like your gran, blah blah blah, like come on, don't ruin Christmas Day. And I was like, guys, I've got yous covered. As if I'm going to go out and ruin Christmas Day. I'm going to be there with bells on at 8 in the morning, ready to eat my breakfast, open some presents, Christmas cheer, singing loud for all to hear. Don't yous worry about me. But this bar's fun, right? The drinks are flowing. We're all in good spirits. And there's mention of going to this club, right? So there's this club in Paisley that I really wouldn't choose to go there. I've clearly had good times in it. Clearly is this story pros. But I honestly would not choose to go there. So I don't know what made me go there, but we go. It actually smells like feet. Like, it literally is known and renowned for smelling of feet. Like, cheesy, sweaty feet. Oh my God, it's really bad. I am not a snob. I'm really not a snob. But it's carpeted and it smells like feet, just to paint a picture. So, we go there. And I don't really remember what happens in the club. It's a great time though. We're having so much fun. And then before I know it, the club shuts. So the lights come on. I'm like, shit, it must be really late. So it's 3 a.m. on Christmas Day and I'm still out. So I'm like, oh. I did say I'd be home at midnight. But did I decide to get a taxi home? No. No, I did not. I somehow caught wind. I'm pretty sure it was on Snapchat.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I caught wind that one of my boy pals at the time was having people over, like, on Christmas Eve for some drinks. So me and Nadine, and no, was it? No, I don't think it was Nadine. I think it was me and my friend Erin, not Erin Robb, another friend Erin. I'm pretty sure we caught wind of this, and we were like, oh my God, he must be having people up. Should we just swing by? So we'd literally get a taxi to his house unannounced. Like, we did not message to make sure we could come, make sure that the party was still going on. We'd just rock up to his house, honestly, at like 3 a.m, chat the door. He answers, he's like, hello? And we're like, we're here for the party. And he's like, everyone left hours ago. Like, me and my mum are literally in bed for Christmas. But we're like, oh, well, we're here now. So we somehow managed to get our way in. He comes out of his bed, out of his slumber. His mum is in the room next door, fast asleep. And me and my friend Erin are in his, trying to have a gaff at like 4 a.m. on Christmas Day. Like, what? I think my dad's eventually come to her senses and call it a day at like 5 a.m. But where my friend lived was like relatively close to mine's and not so close to my friend Erin. So I was like, sleep over. And she was like, yeah, sure. So we go back to mine's, go to my bed, fall asleep. About a couple of hours later, because my family got up really early on Christmas morning, must have been about 8 a.m, my mum swings the door open, she's like, Merry Christmas! And me and Erin just both turn our heads and she's like, oh! And I was like, oh shit.
I've literally had a sleepover on Christmas Day.
Look, I always have sleepovers. I always had sleepovers at mum and dad's. I brought everyone and anyone home for a sleepover, but I think Christmas Day is perhaps taking it a step too far. Like, unannounced Christmas Day sleepover. I get it. And in the club we're in, the one that smells like cheesy feet, they're like quite famous, not famous, like famous in Paisley for selling venoms. I don't know if anyone is not familiar with a venom, but it is a green alcoholic drink. It's like vodka, Smirnoff Ice, a Blue Wicked, orange juice, I can't really remember, but it's just a concoction of alcohol and some orange juice, basically. And they make me so sick. Like, they do not react with me whatsoever. I don't know why I ever choose to drink them. I've not drank them in years, to be fair, because the green vomit was just too much. It honestly looks like swamp water. Like, literally straight from Shrek's swamp. It's a horrible colour. They are kind of easy to drink and they do get you really drunk, so I get the appeal, but I used to just like explosive vomit of green everywhere, so I packed it in. But this Christmas morning, I couldn't leave the toilet from being sick. Sick all day long, hanging out my arse. Don't even think I seen my gran that day. I think by the time I could finally surface, she was actually away to morning mass. So you could say I did ruin Christmas that year. Sorry, Mum and Dad. after that experience, ever since I've always just went to like one of my local pubs. We've actually recently switched it up. Like last year I went to a pub in Barrhead. This year I'm also going to a pub in Barrhead. But for like 3 years, I'm sure, I always went to the local pub where I live. And that was definitely the best choice, because you know what I loved about that? It was everyone from like school or like people who lived in your neighborhood when you were young. It was just so nice, like catch up with everyone. Like I'm pretty sure one of the Christmases I spent hours just speaking to my first ever boyfriend. Like we haven't seen each other since I was about 15. Yeah, this night, what there was so much to, that was New Year. No, Shedmas. Yeah, one night I think I went out in Shawlands, Shedmas, and I spent my night with my ex. When I say ex, it's not like it was weird, like it wouldn't like have, no one would have looked at us and been like, their ex. He's like, it was literally went out when we're 15 and I was too scared to do anything but kiss him, so it really wasn't that serious. But he's such a nice boy, really, really, really nice boy. So we spent, I must have went to Shawlands one Christmas. Jeez, oh, I get about. But yeah, one night we went to Shawlands for Christmas Eve and I spent my night with my ex catching up, talking about his new girlfriend, my boyfriend at the time. Do you know what? You just wouldn't do that any other night of the year. The next story that really sticks out was a couple of years ago, and this was when my wee brother was like old enough to start going to pubs, going out on Christmas Eve. So that was nice. That was like a real moment that me and Paul would like then go out together on Christmas Eve. Like that's really cute. So we're out and everyone just gets like beyond drunk on Christmas Eve. There's just, you know, the Christmas spirits in the air. So I was fully planning on heading home with my brother. Like we would either walk home, because most people just walked home. It wasn't even close, like the pub to my mum and dad's, but there was always like such a big group of us walking home that it was always fun to walk home. There was actually like 10 of us all going the same way. So it was always fun. So plan was always to get Paul, go home together, into bed, open the Christmas Eve boxes. There we go. So I don't know at what point in the night I realised, oh shit, I don't see Paul anymore. And the pub's quite small, so like you can have eyes on everyone if you want. And I was like, oh, don't see my wee brother anymore. So I think I tried phoning him stuff, but it was just going straight to voicemail. No answer. But I was like, oh, he couldn't have went far. Then I can't remember. I must have walked home, got home. Mum, dad are like, where's your wee brother? And I was like, I actually don't know. I didn't know if he'd made it home or what. I've not seen him in a while. I can't get through to him. Obviously panic starts to set and I get that. I think at the time I was a bit like, why are they so panicked? Like it's just at the pub. But in retrospect, I get it. I was just really drunk and not appreciating how scary that was. So my dad like start phoning like Paul's friends and they're like, we've not seen him. We can't get through to him. So like, where would he be? Like it is literally Christmas Eve, like at like 12 at night. Like there's, you know, the options are limited as to where he could actually be. This like isn't even funny because it was actually terrifying. Like I can only laugh at it now because he obviously was safe and it was fine. But then all of a sudden, like panic really starts to set in and this turned into like a search party. So I'm trying to help mum and dad. Mum and dad are really, really panicked. Bless them, obviously, as you would be. Can't even remember if they thought about phoning the police at one point. But I'm obviously drunk and then I start getting upset thinking like, oh my God, my brother's lost. So I was like, right, let me go to Instagram. I'm like screenshotting pictures of Paul's like Facebook when like he doesn't even look how he looks anymore because Paul didn't really like use Instagram before. So I'm screenshotting pictures from like his Facebook and like putting them on my story. Like, have you seen this boy? Like listing his height, but it was all like spelt so wrong. And I'm like, this is my brother. Then I'm pretty sure I put like my mobile number on it saying if you found him, phone me, but it wasn't even the right number. It was just like a shit show. And all of a sudden people were messaging me like, is your brother missing? Like what's been on? Blah, blah, blah. It was honestly quite dramatic. This went on for a really long time. Then my dad decided to just start like patrolling the streets. Like he started driving his car around looking for him for any hope. And then he said he just seen, like he was driving and he just seen this like figure walking like, in the distance with his hood up and like walking quite strange. My dad was like, is that person all right? So my dad just pulled up to him like expecting it just to be like a random, just to check in this person was okay, if they were lost, if they knew where they were going. Like it is literally Christmas morning. And it was my brother, nowhere near the pub, just stoating about. really, really, really dangerous. Don't ever do that. It is going to really scare your family and it really dampens the Christmas spirit, people. But Paul did make it home in one piece. And actually, I'm sure he got in and he was wearing like a jacket and it was like zipped fully up. And he was so drunk, like just like unresponsive. And mom and dad were like, I'm panicked about him during the night. And I said, look, big sis duties here, will step in. I'll sleep in the bed next to him, make sure he's okay. But he literally went to bed with his full jacket on, fully zipped up, hood up and everything. And I'm pretty sure he had his shoes on, his trainers on. And I'm just like in there my Christmas Eve jam. He's like, oh, night, night. Just not understanding how bad that last few hours had been. My third and final drunken funny story. Actually, let's point our elbows to my mum. To Kate Welsh. So she would obviously hate when we went out on Christmas Eve and would come home in a state like this because we've ruined Christmas, Paul's went missing, fair dues, right? But this was probably like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. We had Christmas Day in Mings and this was the first time we ever decided to like get dressed up and like have a drink and play games. Like normally we would just like chill and eat chocolate and watch Christmas movies. We'd never normally like drink and all that, but we thought let's change it up this year. So we started playing games and I was like, you know that word, that game, Speak Out, and you have to put like the card in your mouth and you have to try and say what's on the card, but it's so hard because you've got this big plastic guard in your mouth opening your mouth so wide. So it's a really difficult game. So anyway, we start playing it. It's so funny. Everyone's a wee bit tipsy. And when it was my mum's shot, she was like particularly bad at it. Like nobody was good at it. That's the whole point of the game. It's supposed to be hard and inaudible. But my mum was like beyond bad. And we're like, she's so shit at this. And like anyone who's in her team was raging because she wasn't getting a single point. So we're playing around and we're like, what is she saying? And my dad was like, take the guard out and tell us what you're trying to say because I can't even like hazard a guess at what you're trying to say. She takes the guard out of her mouth and she's just like literally speaking like that. And we're like, what? She was absolutely steaming. My mum never gets drunk. Like I honestly have rarely, rarely seen my mum like visibly drunk. Like she loves a glass of wine. She'll go out and have a few drinks, but like I never see her like actually drunk. And I was like, oh my God, unresponsive, like just making like little whimpering noises. She was steaming. I actually have a video on my YouTube channel, I'm sure. I vlogged that Christmas and I'm pretty sure there's some clips of her in it. I might have cut most of them out to save her embarrassment. But she was absolutely steaming. My dad had to go and get her like glasses of black, mugs of black coffee, try and sober her up. She was an absolute liability. We had to call the games off because she was far too drunk. So that's all the drunken Christmas stories. My dad actually forgot, was it last year or the year before? My family like aren't big cookers, right? Like, you know, some families sit down every Sunday and have a Sunday roast. I've actually only had my first Sunday roast like last month. Mum and dad invited me around for one. I thought, wow, what's the occasion? We're just not like big chefs and cooks, right? Mum and dad would be annoyed if I said that because they seem to think they are, but they're not. I mean, my mum's definitely not. She doesn't step foot in the kitchen, but my dad, he doesn't really cook, right? Like they cook to obviously eat day to day, but they don't like enjoy cooking and like have all these 1,000 things going on in the kitchen. So Christmas dinner is obviously quite overwhelming. It's not something they're used to doing. I mean, it's overwhelming for most people, but this is like really out there for like me and my family's eating habits. So I think it was last year or the year before, my dad's in at the kitchen, sweating, moving about 100 miles an hour, no one's going and disturb him. And we sit down and he's like, right, I didn't cook the turkey, I forgot about it. He literally forgot to cook the turkey. surely that is the first thing you think of when cooking a Christmas dinner. Look, I've never cooked Christmas dinner myself, so who am I to slag? But I feel like when the time comes, I will remember the turkey. Might forget the Brussels sprouts or something. Even at that, they're quite like a big part of Christmas dinner. To forget the turkey is quite astonishing, really. So we literally forgot to cook the turkey. And then this year, I'm going to stay at Mum and Dad's on Christmas Eve and probably Christmas Day as well. And we're talking about Christmas dinner. Mum's like, we might just get a wee Indian takeaway. I'm like, this sums us up. The cooking is too much. Like, it goes too wrong. But I think I actually convinced him to have a Christmas dinner. Because the older I get, I'm actually really enjoying Christmas dinner. Me and my friends made one, like, at the start of December a couple of weeks ago. We all, like, bring our own thing. I brought pigs and blankets. They were just from M&S. I did not hand roll them myself. Just from M&S, sorry. They were from M&S. They were very bougie pigs and blankets, and they were delicious. What was I saying there? Oh, yeah, but that was the first time I thought, this is a really, really nice dinner. So I think I have convinced Mum and Dad to please make Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. We can get a takeaway any day of the year. Can I have Christmas dinner any day of the year? So hopefully Christmas dinner this year we do actually have a turkey. I'm honestly so excited to go and stay at Mum and Dad. So, do you know, I've actually not had a single sleepover there since I've moved out. And I actually moved out in July or the start of August, one of the two, because I got the keys in June. Yeah, so I think I moved in July, and I've not had a sleepover once. So it'll be so nice to go home and, like, spend the night with my family, be back in my old bedroom. Like, that seems so crazy now. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. And I feel like for me now, like, my mum is Mrs. Prepared, right? So she asked me in September. In September, she said to me, what you want for Christmas? I said, Mum, babes, it's not even the month of Halloween yet. Like, come on. But I just, like, when I was younger, if Mum and Dad asked me what I want for Christmas and, like, say they gave me, like, a budget, I'd be thinking of something for every last penny. I'm like, oh, rubbing my hands together. Yes, yes, yes. But honestly, I'm not even saying that to try and sound, like, so nice. But I actually couldn't care for gifts from my Mum and Dad. Like, they have given me the gift of life and they've spoiled me every Christmas. I don't really want them going out and spending loads of money on me. I'm just really, really excited to spend, like, quality time with them now. And I also love that I'm now at an age where I can get them nice presents. Like, when I was young, you know what it's like? I'm like,
oh, I've got £20 to spend with my mum.
I don't really know what to get her with that. Like, I just get her, like, a wee silly thing. One year I actually bought her a Build-A-Bear when I worked in Build-A-Bear. But now I much prefer, like, the idea of, like, me trying to spoil them a wee bit. I know my mum would still went out and got me loads of bits and bobs, lots of things that I don't necessarily need, but she's just like that as well. She loves giving gifts. But I love the thought of, like, going round and, like, going to stay at Mum and Dad's on Christmas and, like, bringing presents round for them. Like, that really excites me. I'm really, really looking forward to that, actually. Righty, ho, ho, ho! I think that'll be it for today's episode, guys. I'm actually going to get tattoos! Woohoo! I'm so excited. I feel like I've not had a tattoo in a while. I think the last one I got was my bow. Actually, I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to get today. I know people would be like, why are you getting one? You don't even know what you're getting. But tattoos to me are quite spontaneous and, like, in the moment. I just don't really care enough to, like I'm never going to look at it and be like, oh, I'm so angry I got that. Or at least I doubt I will. But I'm going to go pick up Erin, meeting Niamh there. Going to get tattoos, get a wee Nando's after it. Maybe walk about some of the shops. I'm just so in the Christmas spirit. I really, really am. So I best be going. But before I go, I want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. I hope it is a wonderful time. I hope you're spending it with loved ones, whoever that may be. It might be family, it might be your boyfriend, your friends, whoever it may be. I hope you're spending it with someone you love. I hope you create lovely memories. Hope you get a nice wee gift. I'm sure I will speak to you before the new year. Yeah, no, 100% will. I definitely will. So have a very Merry Christmas when it comes. I just want to say thank you so much. You are the gift that keeps on giving, guys. It feels like Christmas every day when I've got my roller coaster riders here week after week. Also, God, I forgot to say, Roller Coasting Live is happening again. What the friends? Pre-sale goes on sale on the 4th of January and general sale goes on sale on the 5th of January. So sign up to Gigs in Scotland, that's Gigs in Scotland, to access a pre-sale. I can't believe it, So, so excited. So thank you so much, my roller coaster riders, for being here. Hope you all have a Merry Christmas and I love you all so, so much. Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
Life goes up and it goes down.
I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.